Seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. And Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the seventh divinely appointed imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, it is interesting to know that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the testamentary trustee and he was the seventh divinely appointed successor, vice-regent, imam of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the testamentary trustee and the only successor of the sixth divinely appointed imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam. It is interesting, but we find in the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam that he went through great ordeals, difficulties, trials, tribulations, troublesome afflictions, and it was not limited to these. Matter of fact, Imam al-Kazim was held hostage in prisons. He was put through pain and torture, and it can be said that he was very much like the Messiah, Isa ibn Maryam, in his devotions, his piety, and his asceticism. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام جهاد المرأة حسن التبعل.
Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, "The jihad of a woman is to be of excellent service to her husband."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, in the beautiful conversations and dialogues of this divinely appointed Imam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam, peace be upon him, we find that on many occasions he advised his companions to cling to patience, to hold on firmly to patience, and especially so when they are faced with a disaster or a misfortune. Now, if we explain this before we talk about what Imam al-Kazim said, we find that impatience takes away the reward Allah has prepared for the patient. And we find in the Holy Quran, in many places, of course, that Allah is with the patient, and Allah considers the patient to be victorious and to be prosperous and successful.
And so from the other traditions that we have and in these other conversations of the divinely appointed imams, we find that they give us a whole host and variety and kinds of reasons to be patient. Here, Imam Al-Kadhim, alayhi salam, says, "One is not worthy of the reward of a misfortune except through patience," and saying, "We belong to Allah, and to Allah is our return." Here, dear friends, we find that Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam is talking about the verse of the Holy Quran, the word of Allah, where the Almighty Allah says, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." We belong to Allah, and to Allah is our return. So this is one of the things that we say during misfortune. And if we remain patient during misfortunes and trials and tribulations and disasters, not only will we succeed and overcome the said disaster and misfortune, but through the patience, we will also gain a great reward. It is interesting, but this statement of Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam directly reminds me of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the third divinely appointed imam. For when the trials and tribulations and misfortunes and calamities had reached a peak, we hear that it was Imam al-Hussein who said, "We belong to Allah, and to Allah is our return." This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim, alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
There are a number and a countless narratives from the life of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi, in the idea that the religion of Islam is not a religion of individualism. It's not a religion of monasticism. It's not a religion that practices or advocates celibacy, whereby an individual lives like a hermit and isolates themselves. The religion of Islam encourages community service, social activeness. The religion of Islam, when it comes to the Holy Quran, over 200 verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to the community. You and I, when we speak to Allah, we speak in the plural sense. We say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And when we say the tashahud, السلام علينا, we speak as a community, collectively. Why? Because the religion of Islam has come forward and said that when it comes to seeking the path of success and satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will not be possible if an individual isolates themselves and thinks about themselves and themselves only. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created us as communities, as tribes, as nations. And one of the more important things that emerged from the life of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far is the need to understand the urgency by which the narrations and before that the Quran speak about when it comes to fulfilling the hajat of your brothers and sisters. Someone comes and asks you to help him or her fulfill something, get something done.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
يا من قد جئت فينا بالهدى.